Coming to you live from parts unknown, it's M. Scott Morris from the Northeast Mississippi Daily Journal. You doing all right today, dude?
I'm doing fine. I just got out of the shower, so I smell really good.
All right. Are you in a towel?
Huh? Yeah, I am in a towel.
I want to know this. Right.
What?
Huh. Is the towel, is it colored like a kilt? Have you seen those towels?
No, I haven't. Cool. It's just kind of maroonish.
All right.
Wow.
Well, the movie.
I could drop the towel.
No, really? Please. I will hang up.
All right.
So the movie The Identical, starring Seth Green.
And Ashley Judd and Ray Liotta. And Joe Pantaleone.
I love him.
And then, but here's the thing. Here you know it's a bad movie. I mean, I'm just going to say this. You know it's a bad movie because Ray Liotta, Ashley Judd, Seth Green, and Joe are all listed ahead of the guy who starred in the film.
Yeah.
So the guy who starred in the film is a guy named Blake Rain. He plays, he's not Elvis.
No.
But he's something kind of like Elvis. What if Elvis's twin had survived?
Well, but they mentioned Elvis in the movie, so.
I think legally they had to. Okay. I think by law they had to make sure he was, they had to have another mention.
Okay.
But I think clearly the guy looks like Elvis. Clearly the guy looks the way Elvis does in an army uniform.
Yeah.
But instead it's like one twin grows up in the birth family and one grows up in this adoptive family. They both seem to love music. One becomes a big star, Drexel does, and then Ryan, who's kind of the hero we fall around, is sort of just trying to find out who he is and who he's supposed to be. Does that sound about right?
Yeah, absolutely.
What do you think about the thing?
I expected it to be really, really cheesy, like Crybaby, or there's several of those movies that were around that time period of Crybaby that I was expecting it to be more like.
Like they were playing it for laughs.
Yes.
No, they're playing this one straight.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Well, honestly, I didn't hate it. I mean, I didn't love it. I'm not going to own it. And I told Bill earlier, I'm probably not going to go back to see it unless somebody's just really curious and wants to go see it. But I didn't hate it. I sat there the whole time going, oh, wow, what now? Now what? What's going to happen now?
Yeah, I sat there going, I don't know. This is just not good. I mean, the music, I wasn't really all that. I mean, it's all new stuff, so you're in it for the first time. So maybe if it like had, you know, the old rock and roll songs like worm their way into your soul, it might have helped this movie a little bit if you used something like that. That would have kept with it. But every song you hear is kind of a new song. They wrote just for this, and I don't know. Maybe that's admirable, but I mean, I wasn't really into the music that much.
No.
And this guy, it's Blake Rain. He was in scenes where I just don't know that there's a whole lot of acting going on. There's a lot of brooding going on.
Yeah.
Not a whole lot of acting. And also, like, Ray Liotta, he ages through this thing. I mean, by the end of it, he's like an old man. Tell you what, Ashley Judd looked like she was 45 from the first shot of the film to the last shot of the film.
Absolutely.
And it expands all this time. I don't know. I just think it just didn't fit together.
All right.
I would recommend finding something else to watch at Cineplex.
All right.
Whether you're wearing a towel or not.
100-foot Journey is excellent, and it's showing right in the next theater.
Yeah, and of course, Guardians of the Galaxy is there, too. All right, so what kind of grades are you guys going to give The Identical? Scott, what you got?
I'm going for a D+.
All right. Oh, wow.
All right, Kelly?
Yeah.
I'm giving it a solid C.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I am.
Wow.
I didn't hate it, but I mean, it's not something that I went, oh, it's so good.
I just was just, when it was over, it's like, usually when they have extra content at the end, I'll sit and watch it, and they're showing stuff while the credits were going. It's like, I don't really care. I'm getting out of here.
Yeah, I stayed and watched them all.
You watched them all. See, I just couldn't. It's just like, I think it's time to build distance between me and this movie.
Aw, oh, bless it.
All right, bless. It's The Identical. It's showing at the Malco. Check out the movie review in the scene section of Thursday's Northeast Mississippi Daily Journal, handcrafted by Scott Morris, not his hidden twin that's hidden someplace else that's probably writing for another newspaper.
No, he's probably down in Key West doing some Phoenix Lighters on the beach as we speak.